so often on Christmas Eve. The readings from Christian scripture begin with the rulers, the decree from Caesar Augustus, or with the men, Joseph and his lineage. But for this evening, I wanted to start with the women, with Mary and Elizabeth. Mary receives extraordinary news from an angel. Not only is she pregnant, that was a marvel enough in this moment, but the child to come is the Messiah of the world, the salvation from oppression and struggle. And Mary, a teenager who shouldn't be pregnant at all, goes and finds some help and counsel in her cousin Elizabeth. I understand that travel would have taken Mary 90 miles in a time when people did not go that far. What a journey, but needs must. And there she arrives at her cousin's house. Elizabeth is in the moment of wondrous circumstance as well, for she is pregnant at an age when she had lost hope of ever having a baby. So this is a moment of miracles. And in the text, Elizabeth greets her young, worried cousin with love and joy. And they spend time together, I believe a few months, as it's looked like, before Mary takes the hard return trip to her family and Joseph. And I tell you, that baby leaping in Elizabeth, just believe me when I say it is a weird and wonderful and not entirely comfortable experience for a normal human. Never mind being amplified by the annunciation of the coming of the Lord. Whoa, baby. Oh, that'll move you in many ways. I am in awe of Elizabeth and in how she responds to this moment. Mary, when faced with circumstances far beyond her control and comprehension, she turns to connection. She finds Elizabeth. And Elizabeth, older and wiser and open to possibility, is the companion and the person that Mary needs in an impossible situation. And together, they lay the foundation for their remarkable respective journeys. Mary, the mother of Jesus, and Elizabeth, the mother of John the Baptist, who will bless Jesus when they are adults. This Christian Christmas story keeps enduring, keeps being with us. It is such a major event in narrative and in story that it keeps coming back to us, the critical meeting between it's such a big event, presents and gifts aside, this Christmas conversation. But the story comes to us in a critical moment of the astounding and the humble, the mortal and the angelic. In Unitarian Universalism, we draw from so many sources in life, in nature, in science, in poetry, in history and religion. And at this congregation, we don't happen to often hear the Christian scripture in a Sunday worship, though we certainly strive to live into the kind of love and justice that are at the center of Jesus' teachings. But this night, we bring forth this scripture about the world turned upside down from the birth of one child. There are reasons why this story keeps enduring, not only because of the powerful institutions might use this message for their own ends, but because we are drawn to this renewal of hope as found in the most modest of places. We need this story again and again, one that speaks to our own bodies and our own sufferings, as well as to our dreams and our desires for awe and cosmic resonance. This profound nexus we live in every moment, the layers of the mundane and the marvelous, is with us in so many ways. Here, Mary and Elizabeth are inspired by life itself. Here in this story is Joseph choosing to fulfill his commitment with Mary and be a father to this child when the whole situation frightens him too. Here are the shepherds flipping expectations by the simple act of sharing what they know, sharing what they have seen, sharing this truth. That sharing of this truth, of this news, is the start of the people undercutting the power of empire. And here are the wise people willing to give up what is precious to the most vulnerable of people, to subvert power and to not participate in the ruler's plans. And here are the angels reminding us of larger forces than those which would put us down. Because what is happening now doesn't have to be for always. In the days to come, in this year that is ahead, many of us have deep concerns about agency and dignity, raising our children in an environment that would measure them by what they can produce, how much use they can be into productivity rather than respect their hearts. We wonder how the tides will turn in economics, in education, in war, and in the environment. So on this night, let us find each other as Mary and Elizabeth did. Let us recall the story of the child that struck fear into the ruler's brittle hold on power. Let us remember what we hold true and speak to it in every moment. And by all means, oh please, let us hold this moment of magic within us and with us all the year long. Amen.